Joining me now is NPR political analyst Cokie Roberts. Cokie, the budget is not just an economic document. It's also, as we've just heard, a political one. How would you describe the politics of this budget?
Well, what you've had, Renee, is conservative Republicans chafing under the deficit spending that's been going on for the last several years. And the president hasn't been terribly concerned, and that's got them very upset. They fume that he hasn't vetoed one spending bill in his entire time of office. And he's given the Democrats a big target of saying that that he's contributed to the deficits after the end of the Clinton years when the government was actually in surplus. But the president, look, he didn't want the political heat of cutting some program where he'd be accused of being heartless or cutting off the poor or arouse some constituency. That was the great lesson in Ronald Reagan's presidency when he came to office and was determined to cut back the government. And his budget director at the time, David Stockman, thought that these programs were all just Democratic programs that had constituencies in Congress, and he discovered they had constituencies in the populace, and some of those constituents were called Republicans. And the president knew he was going to be going into a close election, so why risk it? He always said that war, recession were reasons for busting the budget. But now he seems to think that he should give at least some support to those who have been pushing deficit politics, and we'll see how much he does.
And the president said in his State of the Union address that he wants to cut or eliminate some 150 programs. Is that likely to happen?
Well, you've just heard Bob Reischauer right. say that that often what presidents do is propose cuts in programs that former presidents have proposed cuts in, and they do tend to survive. Look, there will be cuts, and people will actually feel it. These are not just political games in Washington. But the big ones that the president's proposing, it's very hard to see how those cuts come about. For instance, the community development block grants. I remember, again, back in the Reagan years, that was on the cutting board. And here we are 25 years later, and it's still there. And again, that's because programs like that have Republican constituencies for rebuilding downtowns, that kind of thing. Amtrak cuts in that. We're talking about middle class commuters, veterans' health benefits, enormous constituency, particularly at a time when the number of veterans is going up every day. Environmental programs, again, a middle class constituency. Same with Medicaid, even though people think it's a program for the poor. A lot of middle class people use it for nursing homes. So those are all very, very tough things to cut. Now, the president says he's going to take some leadership, spend some of his famous political capital, but the lobbyists who might be expected to side with him on some of this stuff are much more interested in tort reform, Social Security changes, extending the tax cuts. But that's interesting, Renee, because they think that the best way to get the government out of all these kinds of programs is to have the tax cuts, to, as Phil Graham, the Texas Republican, used to say, starve the government.
Well, there are some programs that the president wants to add money to. College education and foreign aid are among them. How's Congress likely to react to that?
Well, the higher education, the grants to low-income students is likely to be popular, but foreign aid is the toughest single sell in Congress. So the president will have to take leadership there if he really wants to get some money into that. And, of course, defense spending and homeland security, but those are likely to just sail through.
Cokie, thanks very much. NPR political analyst Cokie Roberts.